Many of the experts who became household names during New Zealand's COVID-19 crisis are joining forces to answer the big questions at a free, open to all, two-week-long University of Otago masterclass beginning the 22nd of June through to Friday the 3rd of July. Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, Professor Michael Baker, Dr. Aisha Varal, Professor Miguel Quinones Mateu, Professor Robert Patman, Professor Philip Hill, Associate Professor James Usher, Dr. Shyamal Das, and many more will front more than 20 sessions in the online event. With New Zealand's COVID-19 response making international headlines, the masterclass is proving a very popular with several hundred registrations already recorded. We're joined now by Dr. Patrick Vagaotti, Co-Director, Otago Global Health Institute and Senior Lecturer in Sociology at University of Otago for more. Nisayandra Vinakaran, thank you so much for your time this morning, Dr. Patrick.
Vinakaran, Brian, thank you for having me.
Firstly, can you give us more of an overview of the masterclasses, the upcoming masterclasses, and the purpose, please?
Okay, thanks, Brian. First of all, the masterclass is being organized by the Otago Global Health Institute, which is one of the flagship research centers of the University of Otago. We work interdisciplinary with our researchers from the four divisions, so that is health sciences, sciences, humanities, and commerce. And one of the things that we've identified is that we have a breadth and depth of experience at Otago. And during our response to the pandemic, I think the public would have realized that our leaders were receiving much of our information, from scientists, from public health experts, and from others who have different fields of expertise. And you've just identified some of their names there. And so the purpose is to try and bring these experts together to share their work, not only with members of the public, but also internationally, because we are a global health institute, we have a global reach, and we also work with our international partners together with the region in the Pacific. So we have partners also with the Pacific region. But one of our main purposes as well is to be able to reach out to our students, not necessarily Otago students, but students all across Aotearoa. We understand that many of them will be on holiday. And so this could be an opportunity perhaps for them to take some time, reflect, think about what's happened in the last 3 months or so, and make informed decisions about their future, but at the same time, understanding in a more in-depth way about what's happened and which has affected everyone.
Some of the topics that will be covered over the sessions during masterclasses, please, Patrick.
Yeah, so some of the topics will include things like understanding global COVID health statistics, and you would appreciate that the statistics tend to vary, from different countries, and there are many indicators that are used to do this, and also many variables, I think, that impact on variation of the statistics. I think Philip Hill will be talking about that. He's given us a teaser in an opinion piece he wrote about 2 weeks ago. We'll also be listening to Professor Michael Baker about the elimination strategy and why I think New Zealand adopted an elimination strategy in its response to the virus. We will also be listening to some of our colleagues at Otago, for example, Shyamal Das, who with his students worked on the Otago hand sanitizer project, and then distributed these to others during a time when hand sanitizers were in short supply. We will hear from Robert Patman, who you also identified, and he'll talk about the geopolitical situation, because the virus is not necessarily a health issue, but it's an issue that impacts on everyone and all dimensions of life. And politics is a big part of this. And I think if we listen to the debates that have gone on internationally and sort of international leaders' responses to the pandemic. A lot of it has also had sort of geopolitical dimensions. And so that, you know, is just sort of a few, give you a taste of what the masterclass topics will cover.
From the perspective of yourselves at the Global Health Institute, in terms of big challenges when, you know, looking at coordinating the COVID-19 response, especially over the last 3 months, Patrick?
Yeah, I guess for us, you know, many of our researchers, you know, they work whilst they work independently, like whilst our health researchers, for example, might work in the laboratories with the laboratory teams. One of the challenges during the pandemic was the ability to again physically interact because of the nature of our institute, which is sort of interdisciplinary. You know, we were fortunate that we were able to sort of connect online, but you know, a lot of this has been possible. You know, after we you know went back to sort of level three and level two to be able to then sit, you know, and interrogate some of the issues and the challenges that we've been experiencing, you know, put sort of a program like this together. You know, we're aware that at the moment our health science and science colleagues are very much at the forefront of, you know, of this fight. But I guess some people might see it as a challenge. We see an opportunity in relation to our colleagues in commerce and in the humanities, whose work tends to be sort of much more slower in relation to these things. Yeah. So in terms of the approach to the work, you know, at the moment seems to be kind of dominated by, you know, some particular aspects of our disciplines, but I guess in totality, over time, we'll see, you know, sort of our other colleagues and our other disciplines, you know, coming to the party, so to speak.
And in terms of challenges, especially, you know, in view of the developments over the last 24 hours, a number of incidents regarding breaches of quarantine, testing protocols, etc. Patrick, any thoughts or comments on that?
Yeah, I guess from a sort of a global health perspective, you know, for us, it's, you know, reiterating, I guess, the importance of adhering to public health advice, you know, and I think we've seen how important that is, or that has been in New Zealand. We've gone sort of 20 something plus days, you know, before our first two cases. And, you know, from our perspective, it's the importance of adhering to that. And I think we've also seen that the system that we have in place is a very high trust system, a system that places quite a lot of responsibility on everyone. And again, from our perspective, that's something we would, you know, basically want to stress, that we have good science, and good science coming from everyone that's involved, and the importance of us to sort of trust our systems. Of course, there will be gaps, and I guess that's why, you know, you have risk management systems in place. And I'm a sociologist, for example, but I also work closely with health scientists, and I know how they work and how hard they work in relation to making sure that they address all the risks that are, you know, accompany the systems that they put in place. So, you know, from our perspective, I think just stressing the importance of adhering to public health advice and, you know, trusting each other and trusting the system and just continuing with how responsible we've been for the last few months.
And finally, Patrick, where can people go to register? I think it's free, yes, to register. And how have registrations been so far? There's been a huge interest.
Yes, of course, there's been huge interest. We've received sort of hundreds of registrations. You know, I think by the end of this week, we'll be hitting, you know, 1,000 plus registration. We don't have a max, you know, maximum sort of cap at the moment, but, you know, we'd encourage people to register via the Otago Global Health website. It takes you directly to the registration link. You only have to register once to attend the 20 or so sessions that that you wish to attend, and it runs for 2 weeks. Yeah, and it kicks off next Monday.
A very big thank you, Vinakavakalevu, Dr. Patrick Vakaoti, Co-Director, Otago Global Health Institute, Senior Lecturer, Sociology at University of Otago. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Ratu. We really appreciate it. And all the very best for the upcoming first day, next Monday, Vinakavakalevu. Thank you so much and have a great day. Thank you.
Vinakavakalevu, Brian. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. Naka.
Naka. It is 5 minutes to 8. Our news at 8 o'clock is coming up shortly, and coming up before 8:30, Mr. Oscar Keitley talking about the new Sports Pacifica program. Come on.
Very interesting. History in the making as well. I mean, Oscar's been a part of many different sports-related shows, right? You know, he was part of Sportsa in the past.
Yes.
Nate. And then various other different roles that on TV that were always relative to sport, but to have first ever dedicated Pacifica run, Pacifica focused.
Yes.
It's a sign of times for New Zealand. You know, this is life. We grow in some things, and there are other things to grow into further in other areas. So very excited to hear more from Oscar.
Come on, going from being on the menu to eating at the table.
Right, and being the knife. Mac the Knife.
Okay.
Don't know where that came from, but good morning to everyone.
Yes, good morning. 5 minutes to 8, 5:31 PM, Pacific People Together.